This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting thousands of jubilant Syrian civilians returned Saturday to the ruined city of Manbij, one day after U.S.-backed fighters drove the last Islamic State fighters from their stronghold near the Turkish border. Fighters affiliated with the predominantly Kurdish Syria Democratic Forces seized the northern Syrian town from the Islamic State group. Abdulrahman Joma al-Salem is one of them. He said, "We cleaned Manbij from the mercenaries of Daesh, and now we are clearing away the mines that were planted in the houses and the streets, and people can come back." Manbij is important because it lies on a key supply route between the Turkish border and the city of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's self-styled caliphate. Meanwhile, U.S.-backed forces in Libya on Saturday continued to fight the Islamic State group for their last bastion in the city of Sirte. Officials say the city is now 70% liberated. Sirte was seized by a powerful Islamic State affiliate last year. It was once seen as a fallback option for the group if it were ever defeated in Iraq and Syria, but Libyan forces launched an offensive to retake Sirte in June. Earlier this week, they captured a number of strategic locations with the aid of U.S. airstrikes. At least 10 children were killed when the Saudi-backed coalition bombed a school in the Houthi-held city of Sada'a in northern Yemen. Dozens of others were reported wounded. The aid group Doctors Without Borders condemned the attack, saying that all 10 dead and 28 injured were children between the ages of 8 and 15 years old. The United Nations suspended peace talks in Yemen last week. This is VOA News. Track and field's world governing body says it has banned the only remaining Russian in Olympic track and field competition from Rio de Janeiro. An IAAF spokesman says the governing body revoked long jumper Daria Klishnina, eligibility based on new information it received last week. Klishnina, a former European indoor champion, was previously the only one of 68 Russians allowed to compete in the sport amidst a massive doping scandal. She has appealed to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. A decision is expected either Sunday or Monday before the long jump competition begins on Tuesday. Six people were injured when a man started a fire and stabbed passengers aboard a train in Switzerland Saturday afternoon. The assailant is a 27-year-old Swiss man who reportedly poured a flammable liquid into the train car before it caught fire. St. Gallen police spokesman Hans-Peter Kreuzi says authorities have not determined a motive. He says, "We cannot say anything at all about the motive. At the moment, we have no motive, and police work is beginning on investigating the perpetrator. As per standard procedure, we have carried out a house search. Perhaps there we will find something that could point to a possible motive." Kreuzi says the attacker was a Swiss national with no migration history. He was from an adjoining canton and had no criminal record. The attacker was also injured and has been transported to a hospital, along with the six victims who are being treated for burn and stab wounds. Severe weather continued to pound the southern United States, and Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says that flooding has reached record levels in some parts of his state. At a news conference Saturday, Bel Edwards said that officials still don't know how bad the flooding will get. He warned residents not to rely on past experience when deciding on a course of action.
Asking everyone to simply evacuate if you're supposed to do that, if you're being advised to do that. Stay off the road if you don't have to, and if you're going to be on the road, be extremely cautious.
At least three people have been killed, and more than 30 centimeters of rain has fallen on some areas of the state. The weather system is expected to move north, and portions of central Louisiana could see rain into next week. And the actor who brought to life the lovable droid R2-D2 in the Star Wars movies, Kenny Baker, has died. He was 81. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.